Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, Future Bachelor.
Ooh, getting in the mood.
Everybody needs a little time away.
Sometimes you need to do it. We back. Another week, another Future Bachelor.
Oh, we're here. Ooh.
This is for all my people that miss us.
Even lovers need a holiday.
What's up, Veronica?
I needed that holiday.
Yeah? Ooh.
Except it wasn't far really away. It was a holiday for us. It was like we still saw each other pretty much every week.
We did see each other.
Hold me now.
Oh, God.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's one of my songs right here. We started it off with some. Here we go.
After all that we've been through,
wow.
I will make it up to you.
Ooh, will you?
Me, I promise to.
Men sing that after they fuck me over and
wow.
then and then
yeah, I mean, that's every person's dream, you know? That's not even a girl's dream, that's a guy's dream too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome back, episode 003 of Future Bachelor. I'm Cy.
I'm Veronica, if you couldn't tell that by now.
Yo, and this is Future Bachelor, welcome guys. Yeah, this is another week of us doing this podcast the way we just want to do it.
Heck yeah.
And I really liked it. I really liked how last episode go. I got a lot of good feedback. What
Me
about
too.
You?
Me too. Yeah. My mom loved it, which is all that matters.
Yeah. Actually, that's funny. My mom didn't say anything about it. I did. I mean, she was in Vegas this weekend, so
oh,
I understand.
Oh, sorry. Your mom was.
She was like at the Grand Canyon. She was going to see Donna Marie, Michael Jackson impersonators, a whole bunch
my
of
My mom
stuff.
Did, you know, the typical mom response. She like texted me and she saw like, you and your pal should really like crash weddings like you say you will on your podcast. You
well, with that being said, I saw on your, was it your Snapchat or your Instagram story?
Instagram story. Yeah. I have a wedding coming up in the fall. So sorry.
Did they get a plus one? Oh, it wasn't the official wedding.
It's
future,
a
right?
Save the day.
Save the date, yeah.
For my good pals, Jake and Kayla. Ernie well, goes ham.
If there is a plus one,
I think we got to test it out.
A good behind the scenes, like, you know, we got to check it. Because I think a wedding between us, I just will really want to bring that to fruition where we're like, they're like feeding each other cake and we're like feeding it with them
and
stuff.
Oh, God.
We're like, mazel tov.
Yeah. It'd be a time for sure.
So, yeah, last week we talked about a couple different things. Let's do a little couple follow ups.
Like,
we talked about Jumanji.
Which, funny enough, okay, so I went home this past weekend to surprise my dad. It was his birthday.
Where's home again?
Right outside of Chicago. I'm from
Shottown.
Naperville, which is
I'll be actually heading to Chicago in 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh, shoot. Can I hit up your parents? I need a place to stay or ride from the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
But
we're not there yet. Let's get to episode 5.
My mom will probably be down.
Really?
Yeah,
all right.
My mom, but yeah.
Mama DeStefano, I need you.
Yeah, no, she'd totally be down. But yeah, so went home. It was cold because it was up north, and I watched we were trying to find, a movie to watch on Saturday night, like, all of us fam together, and, like, my mom suggested Jumanji.
Yo, because she listens to the podcast. Shout out, what's her name?
Claudia.
Claudia! What's up? You know, we call them Kajis in Spanish. Yo, what's up, Kaji?
Yeah.
It's, a nickname for Claudia for whatever reason, but
That's hilarious. I mean, yeah.
Claudia is a beautiful name.
I
wow.
Know,
cool.
Isn't, I know, my mom's a beautiful person.
Well, that's a great suggestion, Claudia, because she must have listened to episode 2 of The Future Bachelor.
Because, and so I was, dying laughing during the scenes with our song.
Right? Did I not tell you they're the best scenes?
Because
she's all trying to be sexy and stuff. I'm still feeling bad about telling, about the movie and stuff. But,
whatever.
Did you like it?
The movie was really good. It was really funny.
Yeah, the only dumb part I hated about it was the fact that the game changes from a board game to a video game, overnight
for no
reason.
Yeah.
But that was the only part.
But it was they're like, oh, here's a cartridge for your game.
Yeah,
now.
Like the game here, the board game here is the dude talking shit about who plays board games anymore, and he goes back to playing video games, and the board game gets all pissed off and
yeah.
tight.
tight.
Changes to a video tight. Game.
But yeah, no. And actually, funny enough, so I follow Nick Jonas on Instagram because I'm that girl.
I follow him too because I'm that guy, that fly kid.
I love Nick Jonas. And like every time he came on screen during Jumanji, I was squealing. And I'm surprised my father didn't like be like, Veronica, shut up. But yeah, he actually like just posted a picture on Instagram today saying how Jumanji conquered Spider-Man to become Sony's highest grossing film ever.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
At the U.S. box office. It was actually what I thought was really funny. Like, you know, The Rock was in there in his comments being all like, way to go, brother. Like, seaplane. Obviously, like some sort of inside jokes from the filming. And then Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, he literally commented shady with the like laughing, crying face and then the sunglasses.
They were kind of throwing shade at Spider-Man in that comment.
And I thought
it
was hilarious. And then that made me fall down.
Shady.
A rabbit hole of looking at Tom Holland because like I'm looking
actually I really
well.
Like Tom Holland because I feel like his portrayal of Spider-Man reminded me a lot of Michael like J. Fox playing Marty McFly in Back to the Future, which is my favorite movie.
Yeah,
if you didn't watch episodes
here. For people who don't know, every time I saw a bunch of people when I was on the plane back from being at home in Chicago, there's like I both on the way there and on the way back, I saw somebody wearing a Back to the Future shirt. So I like,
shout
I think
out.
You're like haunting me.
Yeah. Well, also
you're in your love of that. I love those movies.
It's not
well.
The first time I haven't heard that. So, but listen.
All right.
Well, not haunting, okay. But I'm the man of the dreams. I've heard
oh,
that too.
Oh God. Okay.
But no, I really do think you know that's that movie was really good. It's funny because I thought Nick Jonas kind of doesn't come in until like later on in
but
the
like
movie.
He was a good character.
Yeah, definitely. I think he did great. And which he actually ends up being Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah.
Which you have to watch the movie to understand what that tie is.
Yeah, like we get it. We all get it.
If you watch the movie. But when you sent me, that's what I was gonna say. When you sent me that snap, I was like, wow, that's very unusual because usually you're at like a bar or like doing something else.
I was
like,
home.
I know. You're like, I'm home watching Jumanji on a Saturday night. I was like, what? Loser!
Do you think I'm always like out drinking
or
something? That's not even true.
Well, I am.
I was on Whole 30, so I couldn't even drink for
the only
a
reason why
month.
I watched Jumanji because we were like kind of hungover from the night before. And we're all, it was like me and a whole bunch of people that couldn't move
God.
And go home. But
oh,
with that being said, what else from last episode that came
oh,
up?
Oh, the yodeling kid. Okay, we called it. We're all like, Ellen's gonna. Yeah, Ellen's gonna.
I was like, yo, is he on? Did Ellen get him yet? Or anything
and then,
like that?
Bam.
Week later, he's on Ellen.
Yeah. So like,
I'm surprised it took that long.
Are we psychics? Perhaps.
No, I just think that we're just very in tune with like modern.
Like
media.
I'm in tune with the stars.
Yeah. But yeah, so pretty much, I
so
think we just know that any viral.
Is what it is.
No, we just watch Ellen, and she gets every viral person on there. That's why I was asking how viral was it last week? Because if you hadn't gotten on Ellen yet,
and I found it because like it got on Ellen this past like the beginning of the week, and like I found it because I was watching other YouTube videos, and like as everybody knows, it's always like 3 videos away from hitting an Ellen video. I think I was like this video. That video. I think I was watching like SNL clips, and then it was like Yodeling Boys, a suggested one, and I was like, "But bam, let's go!"
You know the thing about Ellen?
Slam that play button.
I got a bone to pick with Ellen right now because I started following people that inspire me and that have good posts, with like Will Smith or Ellen, and I started following Ellen, and she kind of got me into this whole like rabbit hole of animal videos, like cute animal videos that she'll repost. So now, like, I'm obsessed with, like, dogs and pigs, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Or, like, tigers, like, scratching on a tree. Yeah. I don't know why,
but it's really
entertaining to me.
Like, what about, like, little baby goats that, like, are hopping all around? Like, little.
I was literally watching for a good 5 minutes, 2 rabbits eating a cucumber and a Dachshund just falling asleep next to them. It was just the cutest video I've ever seen. And I hate Ellen that I love those videos now.
Yeah.
Because she posts them. But, yeah, so Future Bachelor, a bunch of bunny and dog videos and Ellen
stay
talk.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, this is some good stuff. anyways, what do we got on the docket today? Where's my phone? Oh, damn. My notes are on my phone. And if you can't tell, you probably can't tell from like the like podcast stands because you're only hearing us, but there's a lot that goes into the production of this podcast in my living room.
Yeah. Which, like, yeah, so let it be known, if you're like, wow, this is a great podcast.
Yeah, it's a great podcast.
Let it be known that we do it in a living room. So we're like ballers in that sense.
Pretty much I'm using my TV for a background because we do film it. I use my phone to film us. I use three laptops.
Can people watch our filming?
Yeah, yeah. You can find us on YouTube on Future Bachelor. But pretty much we got a laptop recording us. We got a laptop right here with music and information in front of me. Then I got a laptop streaming to my TV behind us so we can have a cool little logo in the back. Then we got an iPad telling us what time it is, how long we've been running, and a bunch of lights and microphones.
Yeah, and I just sit here and be pretty and
talk. Veronica's like, oh my God, traffic was horrible today. I was like, yeah, well, I set up the whole time. So. But you with a six pack, so
yeah,
cheers to that. Let's be one of those.
Cheers.
Yeah, hold on. Get a better click. There you go. Clean. Okay, mine's bubbling up. Here we go. Usually when we drink, it's one at a time. So sorry about the pause.
Yeah,
but we had it. Sometimes you got to celebrate life, you know? So I'm going to go off of, why don't we start with one of your points so I can remember
sure.
What we were
I mean, about. Let's talk about, do we want to talk about Cardi B?
It was Cardi B week.
Because like, she's okay. First,
this was her week. I called it Cardi B week because, just recently, 2 days ago, she just hosted. Cardi B week, I feel like, ended with her hosting the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. And she hosted SNL this past Saturday.
She didn't host it. She was a performer. So,
yeah.
When she performed, that was the
announcement. That was when it happened.
And her second performance, the first performance she had, done Bodak Yellow and mm-hmm. also I think her next single, which was Cardi.
All right,
well let's rewind, but let's go back a little
over
bit
my body.
Before SNL, she dropped her album on Friday,
which like
already
bangers.
Was gold. Atlantic
bangers.
Records already went gold because of Bodak Yellow, I think, right? Is that the reason?
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, already a successful album. And
And it's got so many good features on it. My boy Chance the Rapper.
What?
Lil Chano from 79th. He's on it.
Wow.
And like, was I crying about it? Perhaps, because I love them both.
Shoutout.
Yeah. SZA's on it. Kalani, who like,
SZA.
If I was maybe more
into SZA is one of the Future Bachelor podcast artists.
Yeah, she is. She's on there. I might need to put some Kalani on our pod, on our playlist, because like
feel Kalani not only because she's beautiful, but she's got a hell
she's
of a
got
voice.
A good voice
Holy
and
crap.
Like all of her stuff is like syrupy sexy awesome good, and I'm just like
yeah, her and SZA and a lot of stuff right now. But so let's go back even more, because when was the first time you were introduced to Cardi B?
Okay, so I've actually known about Cardi B before her music.
Mm-hmm.
So she is well known from videos and like I think it might have been a Vine or something like that was posted all over the internet back from when she was more.
Go all the way back, I think she started off as a stripper.
I mean, yeah. And I think this was during her like stripper slash playing like weird little show days.
Yeah.
Where she was walking in this hallway of a hotel, I believe, and she's like in this like tiny like cutout dress situation, and she's like walking and like saying, she's all like, it's cold outside, but I'm still dressed like a thotty because a hoe never gets cold. And she does this like little spin.
Wow.
And so that's like circa 2014.
So not less than 4 years ago, that's the first time I introduced to Cardi B.
Yeah. And
mine
so,
was I saw her on The Breakfast Club, which is a New York radio show.
Yeah. I love The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, man.
Hashtag go radio, right?
Yeah, shout out Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. Sorry, I've been drinking. It's hard to say. Say Angela Yee five times.
Oh, I guess you had whiskey before I got here.
I did, because I didn't know you were gonna bring the six pack.
Well, I'm sorry I brought it because I felt bad.
No, I'm not. DJ Andy. So I didn't want to forget all three of them. But pretty much the first time I saw them, she was in a relationship with, I forgot who, but somebody from like the Real Housewives of
or something.
She or was Hollywood.
On,
or,
she was on Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, in those shows, they kind of like pin up like a guy and girl, and they're like in fake relationships. I think she was like in a weird fake relationship for
pseudo.
TV.
Yeah, because like, so she started like as like a social media star made her way.
Just being herself.
Yeah, being like, as you know, that I like, this is might sound politically incorrect, but like she, you know, exploited herself as being ratchet.
Yeah.
And ghetto.
For sure.
Got her way onto Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. Got her way.
Well, I think that's where the Love and Hip Hop stuff started.
Yeah.
Which I got her traction. She, I think, she came out with like a mixtape.
She
and
had
then,
a couple mixtapes. Like her, Bodak Yellow says like 6 mixtape, like something. How many mixtapes in 6 months? Like, but it's not that many. But she had like several.
So she definitely had the
year.
She definitely had the industry behind her, because when Bodak Yellow dropped, it was like a cover, pretty much a remake of Kodak Black's song. Mm-hmm. It's slipping my mind right now, but. What is the name of it?
What is it?
Yeah. But yeah, so pretty much she dropped it. And I started seeing people being like, yo, this Cardi B record is incredible. And like, yo, just, and I would see people hating on people thinking it was going to be like a crazy like record. Like people would hate on it and stuff. And I was like,
which one would it be for Kodak Black?
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, he's one of those artists where like everybody loves like,
Has a remix of Bodak Yellow with Kodak.
Yeah,
Black.
Which is weird because like he, when he does that song, he like tries to not have the original flow that she like kind of jacked for her song.
He's like,
you thought I was gonna come with this flow? No, I'm not, and it kind of ruined the remix. So, it's kind of weird because like,
I love her Bodak Yellow remix. That's the Spanish version, because like she's Dominican.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost positive.
Well, yeah. So pretty much I would see people saying like, oh, you guys are sleeping on like her record and stuff.
Nah,
and then eventually it was.
I was never sleeping.
Then it was all over the radio.
I heard it everywhere.
And then it blew up. And then she started having everybody having her back. And she's on remixes with Bruno Mars, going on tour
Finesse.
With him.
Ugh. Yeah. No, like when I heard Bodak Yellow, I was like, let's friggin' go. And I like dance, and like that's one of the songs that we have a set dance to. So like whenever it plays every single week when I go to dance and stuff, I am always the one scream singing it as I'm dancing.
Me if you
and
want
to. These expensive.
No flocking. Gosh, yeah. God, it was on the tip of my tongue the whole
And like
time.
So like I'll be like
Kodak Black, no flocking. I'm
I'll
sorry.
I'll be
guys.
Like I'll be Been dancing drinking. And like screaming, singing.
These
okay,
are bloody
like,
shoes.
Think about this. My classes are mostly like, you know, cute, skinny white girls trying to dance. Many of them don't know any of the songs that we're doing stuff to, and I'm out there scream singing, scream rapping most of the songs that we're dancing to. Yeah. And like my instructor is like originally from the Chicagoland area, but has like grown up here her entire life. And like, she always is like, oh, Chicago. I'm like, and I'm from like a prissy white suburb.
Well,
I really
appreciate
know.
You repping. That's what's
I up. Always try.
So Cardi B's having a good week. And so she went on Saturday Night Live and she performed. And on her second song, because usually on Saturday Night Live, artists get 2 songs. She pretty much announced, like, without saying a word, that she was pregnant, which
yeah,
we all
she,
knew.
Which we, I know, that's
with
a thing.
Offset
I, like,
of Migos' baby.
I retweeted something that was all like, you know, it was said something to the effect of, oh, Cardi B announcing her pregnancy, me. We knew this, also me. And it was like the like a meme or like a gif of like this girl being like, what? Because it's like
just like Kylie Jenner's baby.
Yeah, like I knew. Yeah, Kylie. But I didn't want Kylie Jenner's baby to be true. Like I just wanted that.
I mean, of course
true.
It's true. Like if you go ghost for like a whole year.
Whatever. Let's not talk about Kylie. I don't want to.
Well, let's transition then to Nicki Minaj coming out with new music. And we had a little discussion beforehand, Nicki. Which I think is going to make it an interesting conversation.
Oh, boy. drinks more beer. Yeah.
Well. Well, all right. I had an interesting conversation this week with someone who's like, and I've heard a couple opinions about, yo, women, yo, we don't need to be pinning two. There's room for both these queens in the area. But
hell
to me,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of hip hop. I'm a big fan of
me
music.
Too.
I'm and
yeah, you know more about music than I do.
Well, but. So to be honest, when you, I'm not trying to like start a beef, like
ooh, let's
Nicki
do
Minaj
it.
Or against Cardi B
because you can't.
Well. To me, I feel like they're in the same lane. That's That's my personal
How do you
opinion.
Feel like they're in the same lane, though?
I feel like they're in the same lane because it's all wigs and big boobs, big butts, okay, rapping, but like, and like sexual
saying,
content.
If you're saying, like, big boobs, big butts, wigs, that's literally, that's just, like, black women culture, though.
That's not true, though. Like, that I'm talking is, about, though. When you talk about, like, that's some women. That's not just black women. That's all women. Yeah. But if you're talking about female rappers, I know, I'm trying to be woke here.
All women. Ooh, yeah.
So you know, I'm a big fan of Da Brat. I'm a big fan of Missy Elliott. I'm a big fan of Lil Kim.
Yeah,
who
Lil
I would
Kim.
Say is in that same
what
lane.
Is it? And then what about Remy Ma? Is that somebody?
Remy Ma. I don't see her in that same type of lane.
Well,
Nicki
She's
Minaj.
More Nicki Minaj literally always is like sub lyricking, I guess you could say. Remy Ma, that's like literally who she's always like.
Well, that's I think the combination of Remy Ma and Cardi B made the, if you guys have noticed, Nicki Minaj hasn't been on the radio. She hasn't, I don't think, posted something.
She
since
hasn't
the,
since
she just recently posted.
What was the Migos Nicki Cardi song?
Motorboat.
That's the last time.
Motorsports. And let's go back to that. I mean, I was watching an interview of Cardi B talking about why they couldn't get Nicki Minaj and Cardi B in the same video, and she was just busy that day. Whatever. I think when you have management teams and stuff.
Nicki Minaj is more about building drama than I think Cardi is. Cardi's almost
true.
Genuine.
Cardi doesn't want to start beef, but it's like, that's what I think is the essence of life. Like, there's a whole, it's so easy to hate on someone. It's so easy to think that someone's going to take your shine. But the more you love someone, the more you give more positive energy to. I think they could have done some amazing stuff, like actually trying, not just like being on a feature of Amigos song, but actually trying to be like friends and like trying to make music together and all
I
this
think,
stuff. Like Nicki Minaj should have been on Cardi B's album.
I think
if we're not trying to pin girls against girls, they should have done that.
And
that
I
should have been a plan.
And I think, yeah, that I like that point. I think, yeah, maybe they should have done that. I think maybe they're both afraid of the fact that,
because they know that they're in each other's same lane. That's my argument. I'm not trying to pin girl against girl. There can be more than one female rapper, but I just think that they're in the same lane. Now to
I don't think their styles are that similar, though, because
super similar, but Cardi B's better at doing it.
I think Cardi B,
Nicki Minaj got too like
Cardi B,
like
Nicki
she got
Minaj
too annoying.
got a little poppy, which is I think actually kind of worked for her. I think she is better with like a little bit of pop, but she's got great, Nicki Minaj has great lyrics, something that Cardi B, like if you actually listen to the lyrics of Cardi B, her like she has good, she's got good rhythm and good flow, like she's got, and she has incredible beats. But
well, let's just like put this out there, Cardi B's not writing any of her music. She's getting it written for her and produced for her.
She's got like the right tone,
yeah,
but Nicki Minaj has better lyricism, I think, out of those two. Maybe there's obviously people that are a little bit better than Nicki.
Nicki's a better lyricist for sure, but her rapping is not going to get her far. I think that's the same problem that Drake has, is that like you want to make all these singing songs, but then you want to come in and be this hard rapper. It's just like,
which like I feel like Drake has like gotten to the point where he like knows that he can't be hard anymore, because like he's been typified as being kind of like the soft black guy.
Well, especially with like kind of the gimmicks he's going with right now with his music. We talked about it a little bit, like his first one was God's Plan, and he spent his $1 million budget on giving it out.
I love
which
it.
Is awesome.
And
I'm
then
not
he
hating
just
on
dropped
it,
and he just dropped his video,
but
for,
he did drop another gimmicky type thing
for Nice for What, and it had all these awesome women. Power womps, so like Olivia Wilde and
where was
Tiffany
that before
Hattie,
hashtag me too
and Yara Rashid, like okay, well
that's what I'm saying
it's you're like not wrong, not enough men are, you know, hopping on that train to actually support the women. It's all the women talking.
Yes,
but
I do respect it that he's actually hopping on the train, but we call him bandwagon. And
you could tell everybody. You could tell that
I'm
like
not a sports
Zion
person.
Ball sports, because he's like, "What's that? What's that word?" And I'm like, "Bandwagon."
You knew exactly what I was talking about. But yeah, so I mean, all four women. I'm just trying not to get into the realm of just the women thing right now. Like, what happened before this? Like, where were people at before that? Like, it's really easy to hop on trends and to bandwagon and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But like,
you're gonna be using the word bandwagon for like the rest of the
wagon.
Week.
That's my new band's name.
Band space wagon.
There might be a dash. Yeah. But yeah, no. So my whole thing is that like, I do think that Nicki Minaj is talented as hell. I think obviously now there's Cardi B's got talent and a whole bunch of stuff behind her. That's making her the superstar she is today. And honestly, if I were to bet my money on Cardi B, I will honestly say that I wouldn't have put my money on her, but I would have lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I don't want to say that about Nicki Minaj, that she just dropped. I mean, the week after Cardi B drops her album and has Cardi B week, Nicki Minaj drops her new album. She has a single coming called Chun-Li, which is based off of the Street Fighter, the Asian Street Fighter
character. I was about to say.
The only girl in that game at the moment, or when there was only 8 characters. Street Fighter 2. And then...
okay.
Yeah, sorry. It goes way back to Super NES.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, ooh. Okay, which
I'm a lot older. But,
okay, what? Okay.
Well, I mean, did you have a Super NES?
Yeah, my friends did.
Oh, your older brother's friends?
I don't have any older brothers. No. I'm the eldest.
Okay. Oh, damn. Okay. So there's a lot that we got to get to know about each other here. Future Bachelor, what's up? So yeah, so pretty much Chun-Li, and I think the album was called Barbie Tings.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because like all of her things are like Barbie or Pink.
Well, her
or whatever.
Followers are called Barties or Barb. Ooh.
Ooh, look at you. That's no Barty Gang. Barty Gang is
I think
Cardi
I did some
B's.
Barties yeah, against just, Barbies. Oh. But yeah, so I'm not trying to pin them against each other, but I think that there's just like differences in rappers. Like, I think there's a lot more male rappers, so you see a lot more differences in them. That's why that you don't compare like many rappers, but
well,
people
I
do
think
compare
it's easier
rappers.
For male rappers to be big than it is for, I mean, there's plenty of female rappers, but they're like not allowed to shine as
I
much.
I think, I feel like female rappers since like the Little Kim days or Foxy Browns or
oof,
these type of people,
or like, yeah, Salt and Pepper,
it's all about stuff. Like sexualization and stuff, and that's why they kind of go down that path. That's why I feel like that's the same
I think that has something to do with. In like social media, honestly, because like think about the only.
I mean, Little Kim was doing it before social media.
Yeah, but like, look at her staying power.
Well, I mean, she's gotten to the point
like,
where
I love Little Kim, and like people like Miley Cyrus love Little Kim because she dressed up like her for Christmas for Halloween.
Christmas, she would.
yeah. I mean, did you see her Easter shoot?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Whole Easter shoot.
Yeah. So yeah, so you know, I'm very interested to see what our next week's podcast is going to be talking about Nicki Minaj after this week of her dropping her music.
I wonder if like,
is it going to blow up like Cardi B?
I wonder if it's going to be similar. Like, I'm thinking like in parallel, like not same exact genre, obviously, because Weeknd's more R&B/ like whatever sad sex songs, whatever genre you want to call that. Yeah. But he like, you know, kind of did a reversion back to kind of some of his older styles, and I'm wondering if Nicki Minaj might kind of like try to go a little bit back before whatever.
Well,
she got almost like too.
I think there's going to be a lot of smart people. There's
you know
going to be
what?
A lot of smart people behind her.
Of course,
figuring out this.
Of course,
formula.
I mean.
But let's bring it back to guys. All right, before we bring it back to guys, let me just say that my thoughts on Cardi B's album is it's pretty freaking.
It's
good.
Amazing.
It's really freaking.
It's
good.
So. I was jamming to it on the way here in Atlanta.
We're jamming before we even started this podcast.
Yeah.
So, I am very surprised how much I enjoy that album. So
I'm not, but I'm also like
just as honest as with Nicki Minaj's. I'm not hating on it, whatever.
Yeah.
But let's bring it back to guys. And when I'm talking about a lane and not just a look, but like.
Just like a vibe.
It's a vibe. I forgot to say that at the beginning of
it's
the podcast.
It's a vibe.
I want to start it off with a vibe. But the vibe, like look at Justin Timberlake. Look at Bruno Mars. Mm. They're kind of in the same lane.
Vibe.
Same vibe lane.
Except
Bruno they might not look like each other.
But Bruno Mars is a little more doo-woppy especially now with his newest stuff, it's more doo-wop.
I'm just saying, look at how Justin Timberlake's last album performed, and then look at how every Bruno Mars album performed.
Justin Timberlake
is kind of falling off now that Bruno Mars has taken that spot. That's all I'm saying about Cardi B.
Okay,
and
I see what you mean, because I feel it's
hard to be that pop dude. I feel like number one,
and then Justin tried to go back to like his roots. His Tennessee roots.
Yeah, the Chris Stapleton stuff is not helping him right now.
But a lot of people love that.
I love it.
I love that song too. But I think
it's not just that song. It's a whole influence.
But I think you're right. That album kind of tanked.
Yeah.
A lot of people were loving on it for a day, and then I think they did their second listen, and they're like, "Hold up."
Look at the Super Bowl performance this past year.
I did my first listen, and I was like, "This song's okay." I love Filthy Supplies, and I think Waves. Mm-hmm. And Say Something is good too, but like I wouldn't have liked that song initially just because like I don't really like.
I like Say Something because of the video, but like I can listen to Bruno Mars's albums from front to back.
And the thing is with his most recent album, you're jamming the entire time. Like your energy, like even like if an album's supposed to take your energy different places, Justin Timberlake's does not do it well. Where you like because all of his albums, Justin Timberlake's albums are always built to be played from front to back. That is how he built them all.
Damn.
Like whenever he released 2020, mm-hmm. I believe, it like you have to play it from front to back. I mean, they're all also great by themselves, but like if you put that, you can't like really out of order them, mm-hmm. or else they sound weird, like because of how they always transition.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
Didn't carry.
I'm very honest, and I just
they didn't
don't...
carry. And Bruno Mars's album, which I listen, my mother loves Bruno Mars. We're just gonna keep talking about my mom all day long.
Hell yeah, Claudia.
Claude. she loves Bruno Mars, and I love Bruno Mars. And like we listen to his album, his newest album, back to like front to back, all the time, and it just works. I don't know.
Well, it's all about also promotion and marketing. Atlantic Records is killing it right now with Cardi B and Bruno Mars and Nicki Minaj and Justin Timberlake are suffering. Shout out my homie Johnny Promo with Atlantic Records. So yeah, we'll move on. Next topic. What else do we have? We had.
I guess should we actually talk about Bachelor stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about some Bachelor stuff.
Okay, so you know, Winter Games. For those who watched Winter Games for those 2 weeks, which was like you know, ABC's.
It was actually really good.
Sad attempt. Honestly, it was more interesting than
the
Ari
whole Bachelor,
season.
Yeah.
It was ABC's sad attempt to get people to keep watching them while the Olympics were going on NBC.
It was a great attempt,
and it did work.
I didn't watch the Olympics at all. So I'm just saying.
I watched the Olympics,
they would consider me a bandwagon.
Okay, I see you.
But I definitely watched like over 6 hours of Bachelor a week when the Bachelor case was
on. It was disgusting. Yeah, you came over to my place like drunk and we were watching it.
Yeah,
it was...
I had to rewatch that episode.
Yeah, because you did not know.
I was like stumbling
you, like,
from the belt line.
and you
stumbling
were just
from the belt line. That's a good, I gotta get that. Don't
okay,
me.
Yeah. Put
don't
that,
steal it, people.
Put it down just like you have like.
Stumbling
I have,
off the belt line.
I have like one of your like sad.
Country songs.
Country
concepts.
Song, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
You look prettier when you cry.
That's a true thing sometimes.
I'm not a pretty crier.
Neither is Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. I'm a Kim K crier. But anyways.
Kim K crier.
So from that, there was a couple couples mm-hmm. that came out of it. And one of them were Dean, everybody's, you know, problematic fae from Rachel's season because he's cute and like he was
young.
Super open and young. But also he's a F-boy, like a thousand.
He knows he's good looking. He can get any girl.
But he's, he doesn't care about whatever.
Yeah. He's a nice guy and he loves puppies and travels, but he knows he's good looking. And Leslie was the, probably like,
and Leslie was the only, and she was the only like woman, she's older than him, was the only woman who was like, this is what I want. This is whatever. Like, if you're not up to that, mm-hmm. then like, goodbye.
Yeah.
And she was trying to say goodbye to him, but she's also, she reminded me a lot of me because she was all like,
she was like, yo, if you're not like about this, like, are you not going to be serious? And like,
but then she kept
this.
Going back because,
yeah,
because
he's hot. Yeah. Which
I'm like, I feel you, girl.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're like stuck in that place for like a couple weeks.
And then the other couple that came out of it, well, not initially, but they did after they both like left or whatever, was Claire, who was the runner up on.
Who actually, I think, is one of the hotter girls from that.
Yeah, she's like.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, you won't hit her up. She's She's now single.
Well, okay. I have this weird thing about older women, though, that like it sounds all fun and cool and stuff. But like when they actually like, start being interested, I get a little scared.
She's like maybe 2 years older than you.
Hell no, dude. There's no way she's 32. She's definitely 30, like 6 or 7.
Okay, I'm going to look her up, which isn't that much.
Well, anyways, Claire is like one of the ones that's been like on the show. And she went on Bachelor in Paradise and never found love. And she actually fell in love with a Canadian dude.
Benoit.
And then...
Benoit.
And who was the other guy? I forgot. But he was from somewhere else.
He was from Germany. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so they...
You're right. 36.
Boom. Told you. I know my old women. Older women.
Older women.
Sorry, I meant to...
She's so pretty. Dude, just hit her up, though.
I don't know. I think 36 is not bad. I'm talking about like maybe 40s where I start getting a little... freaked out.
Yeah, no kidding.
She looks good. I'll hit
just
it.
Just do it. How old was Claire? How old was Ben?
Actually, you know what? I might swap out Caroline and Claire for our
Caroline. Our Caroline.
Do you think I should unfollow Caroline and follow Claire on Future Bachelor's Instagram?
No.
I can't. I only got to pick one. But anyway, so Benoit proposed to her on the After the Rose.
Oh, Benoit was only 29, bro.
Well, that's probably why it didn't work out.
But
anyways, so pretty much they broke up, huh? Because I was just on her Instagram. I didn't see no Benoit.
Yeah, okay. The only reason why I knew that was because I was reading an article about how Dean and Leslie broke up. And then it was all like Claire and Benoit. And I was like, interesting. But like, no, she did a little Instagram where it was all like blah, blah, blah. We grew apart. And it was like her bare feet and then his like Converse feet. You know, it's just like whatever. And I think it's so fascinating how nowadays people like, you know, announce their breakups and stuff like that.
I think it's crazy that they announce their engagements.
Yeah, they announce their breakups and stuff on Instagram because even like Dean did this whole post and so did Leslie. I think Dean did this whole post. It was like him looking wistfully into the distance. And it was all about like, it was like when I was younger, I had this crude idea of love, how I felt like everybody was entitled to it. When I grew up, I realized that like you actually have to work for love and you blah, blah, blah. Like everybody deserves to be loved, but like you have to work for it. You're not entitled to it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I feel like I have a lot of working on myself to do so I can get to that point, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty much him just continuing to say, I'm an immature F-boy and Leslie wanted more from me than I wanted from her because all I want to do is, you know,
yeah.
Is, you know, it. So,
yeah, well, whatever. I mean, I respect. How old is Dean?
Dean is only like, I think he's 26, 27. I was about to say, like, so Dean isn't still. Like much.
Like, I consider myself still young and I'm 30. So, like, if he's 26, 27, like, dude, he's definitely still young and you got like years to go. Like, people do not realize that we're not living in the 1950s anymore. You do not have to marry your high school sweetheart. You do not have to get married by 2021.
No, my
and
mom,
have kids before you're 30. Like
me dropping my mom's name again. My mom has like been like weirdly, really weird about being like, Veronica, don't get married too early. And I'm like, Mom, who am I marrying? Do you see? Look at all these suitors. Who am I marrying?
I think it's more about like social media these days, like just making people think like because everyone's posting their happiest stuff on Instagram. Oh my God, he asked me to, like, you literally see someone get engaged and two other people get engaged in the same day now.
Okay, so let me.
Or like a baby gender reveal parties or, you know, whatever they are. Like a whole bunch of this stuff going on.
Let me spin a tale. Okay. So there's a girl that my friends and I who went to the zoo, we always make fun of her on social media because it's very.
She won't know this, right? Because we're not trying to bully here.
No, she's very performative.
Okay.
And, she, to the point that she like posted fake stories to try to throw off her younger sister, who's younger than me, let it be known, that and like throw off her younger sister that she wasn't going to surprise her in her hometown for her younger sister's engagement, and then like posted a lot of really unnecessary photos of her younger sister's engagement, and then also her and her, like, this girl and her fiancé with her younger sister and her younger sister's now fiancé. It was just, like, and it's just, like, so aggressive and it's so, like, oh, my God, get you married already with the whole, like, no longer, you know, no longer this last name. It's, like, they literally just got engaged. Like, let's slow the roll. Like, let's slow the roll.
Yeah, you know, I just think people put on too many performances and stuff for the gram.
The gram.
And I get it. Like I'm part of it. I like to take nice pictures of myself. I like feeling the likes.
Me too. I made my friends take cute pictures of me in my bathing suit in Florida.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did you like that?
I probably did. I don't know. You're maybe showing a little too much skin. I might have been like,
what is that supposed to mean?
I might have been like, yeah, she don't deserve. She don't deserve. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, I don't know.
What? You wouldn't give me a like as your friend?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, put a couple more clothes on, girl.
Oh my God.
Did I like it?
You wouldn't give me a like as a friend?
You know I throw you likes.
Oh.
But
do
yeah,
they not mean anything to
no,
you?
They do mean something. But yeah, but I just
I'm
think like, you know,
it up now. I'm about to be offended.
I think we all have to, if you look at that one and you don't get a like, look at the last one and definitely have a like.
Oh.
Or at least the last one.
Wait.
I can't be having you thinking like, oh my God, my best pictures and the most likes
God.
I get are the ones
give
where
me
I don't
like.
No, I like the ones where you're fully clothed.
I look cute though. Look at me with my LaCroix.
Okay. I mean, I'll throw you a like. My phone is filming us right now.
But yeah, I literally texted my brother who wasn't at, surprisingly, my dad for his birthday this past weekend because he lives in Seattle and for college, and he had just been home for his spring break. Mm-hmm. And I literally texted him and I was like, both Vince and Jack, my other two brothers, have liked my most recent Instagram post. Where is your like?
Yeah, I don't do that.
I only did it because they're my brothers, and like I always like feel fulfilled if like my brothers like my stuff.
Yeah, but
because
like
they're my brothers.
Two things. I don't want to forget about the second point. But first one, I don't want you to think that I'm not like I'm like hating on any pic or anything like that. Beautiful pic. You're a beautiful girl. The day 30 thing that you did that we talked about last week, definitely working. I see it now.
What? But, you're just lying to
no,
my
no,
face.
No, nope. I'm not. I'm saying that. But my whole thing is that, like, I feel like girl, not you, I'm not saying you, but there are girls on social media that post pictures in their bathing suits.
See,
or with less clothes.
Like,
let me finish. Like, they post pictures in their stuff, and they're thirst traps. They expect guys to like them. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but
I
just personally do not like photos of thirst traps.
Okay, I purposely made fun of that, though. I think that's a funny thing. I posted, it's thirsty season, so like that was the joke.
Okay, yeah, you didn't get me to bite.
Oh,
I didn't fall in that thirst trap. I'm just being honest.
It's not a thirst, and I wouldn't be thirst trapping you, Si.
I know, but you have to say that's why you didn't get my like, is because I don't want girls to feel like that's the most likes they get is when they
no, and even if they are.
Okay. I'm not trying to take this
maybe
personally,
like
though. Don't take it personally.
Like,
I'm not talking about you. It's just something me.
I'm not gonna take it personally. Yeah. But you better like my photo.
Okay.
but I think
you better, if I like it, you better screenshot it and put it on your IG story.
I will.
You're telling me what to do on.
I'll do
media.
It. No, I'll do it. Okay. I'll watch you do it.
But do you see where I'm coming from?
No, I see what you're coming from, and I like understand.
I feel
like
I'm just like adding
wanna,
to girls like
you don't
psychologically.
Like, you don't want like girls to just feel like they need to get likes based on their appearance.
Not just their, like, appearance is fine. I'm just saying, like, I feel like some girls
just
will just have to show cleavage or butts, cheeks, and all this stuff.
Okay, well, I can't help that, okay?
Yeah, well.
That's just how that shit works for me. But,
if you want me to be honest, I did see it, and I was like, I didn't like it.
Oh!
I'll be honest, I'll say it. Not that I didn't like it personally. I just didn't like it on Instagram for the reasons I just stated.
But, like, did you think...
How does it make you feel? Like, why you feel like you're like...
Because I wasn't trying to...
I feel like,
I'm
trying to, like... I'm like, go girl stuff here. And you're just like...
But also, like, part of go girl stuff is, like, allowing women to empower themselves based on, like, how they want to feel about their bodies themselves.
No, I totally agree. Like, and I totally agree. And I will like it for that reason. But there was a reason why I didn't like it. And if I'm like talking through my
thought
process.
Which I understand it. Which I understand
it. It's for the fact that I don't want girls to think like, oh, holy shit. I had 50 likes on this picture. That was me in front of like, you know, Skyline.
Which, see,
and
like,
then
the
100
is, like,
likes on ones when my ass is showing.
Which like, is like, I don't purposely post stuff. Like, I always like joke because I'm like, I've never been like one of those baddie girls who can get away with like posting like sexy stuff on Instagram or anything like that. Because like, that's not my brand. Like, I'm not.
I got to rethink this all because like maybe it's the person. And I'm
like
go girl. Like, yo. Show me more skin, Veronica. I'm liking it right now. Like, give me your phone. Let me sign in. After the podcast, I'm liking it.
No, I'll watch you do it after the podcast.
But you see what I'm saying, though?
No, like, I get it. And, like, okay, let me explain.
Probably almost like a little sister thing, too. If my sister, like, posted, like, some booby pics or something like that, I'm going to be like.
And, like.
I'm going to be like.
That's the thing. I, like, never really post, like, you know, overtly sexy stuff because, like, that's not me. Like, I'm not, like, an overtly sexy person.
I am going to disagree. I think you're sexy in your own way. And that's, like, and it's not, like, sexualized.
But, like, the thing is, like, I guess, yeah, maybe, like, if I am, like, I don't think I don't think it's like, stereotypically.
Well, I have to let you know that, like, I don't think you were trying to do that at all. I wanted to. Like,
no, but like this is no.
You see where I'm coming from?
No, but like, and I actually like. I mean, I appreciate your sentiment, and I appreciate like why.
Holy cow! I'm so glad we got to this point. Because like at first I was like, no, I know what I'm trying to say here.
No. And I get it because like I follow a couple girls who like there's some of them like and it drives me batty because like there's this one girl who I knew in college who I follow on Instagram now just because like she drives me kind of insane, but she's like one of those like girls that's like a total like I'm gonna pull up her stuff so you could see it.
Yeah, please.
But like
I know, after all that I just rescind it with a like, please send it to my way screenshot plan.
But she's
I mean, I guess if I had like abs and stuff and like biceps,
this is like her vibe. Like I could never do that.
Okay.
Yeah, do you see what I'm talking about?
Okay.
For those who can't see, she like she makes her own stuff and like she posts a lot of pics of her mostly mostly headless, mostly whatever, and it's like mostly like her in like pseudo lingerie or like, you know, a lot of underboob, a lot of like that kind of like street sexy kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's I mean, all power to you. You can do whatever you want, promote whatever you want.
Power to her, but like she also
I just don't want to add to the.
She like does it like it's. I feel like it's a little bit different than, like a casual, cute.
I just all I'm saying is that like I see a girl in a bathing suit. I see a girl and like
and it's before about liking to, and
them. I'm actually looking.
And it's thirsty season right now. Like well, so, me, get used to
let
it.
Let me say like you know when girls post that, I see the comments that guys post, and it's like. The girl could have a boyfriend too, and the guys are like, "Do not care." They know she has a boyfriend because, like, the last post was with her boyfriend, and they're like peaches and like all this like which, eggplants, like, and it's like, so I just try not to add to that,
which I appreciate that, and I think it's funny.
Not to say I didn't see that, not to be like, okay, you know what I'm saying when I'm scrolling past it. I just think other people are gonna do that for me, and that's just my way. I don't know. I think we all have to have like control,
and I
on
get
social
that.
Media, and that's one of my controls. And like, I'm just like not
which,
liking just titty
which
pictures and butt
just
pictures,
just for yeah,
you know.
Which and I think it's funny because like I feel like most of my comments, like the only I have like maybe a couple.
Like I like pictures when girls post pictures with their dad.
Yeah,
I'm like you know because I'm like damn, I wish I could take a picture of my dad. Like you know that's awesome. Like that's dope to me. Those are the ones I'm liking. In between. The you know I can see your nipple through your shirt picture in between that I'm wearing a thong like, bikini picture like,
which
you know,
is like neither my style but like it's kind of funny because I feel like the most comments I get on like anything that's like sort of like that swimsuit picture which isn't like really overtly sexy at all and then also I have like my profile picture I think it's like for me from Lollapalooza last year where I'm like doing my silly like Nicki Minaj squat thing and I have like I'm wearing this body
it's like
suit.
The prison gang.
Yeah,
pose.
And I'm wearing, it's actually a bathing suit, but I'm wearing it as a bodysuit, and I have, like, a little bit of side boob, and the most people who comment on that kind of stuff are usually my girlfriends. It's usually, like, my girlfriend,
yes,
like,
queen.
Yes, queen, like, damn, girl, you look hot. Like,
fire.
Which, like, then, to me, that's empowering because it's like ladies building up ladies, which like honestly,
and I love that,
which is like you're not wrong in like thinking you don't want to add to it because like that isn't, unfortunately, that isn't super common. Like that's not, I mean, in my circles of like people that I'm friends with. All right,
dude,
whatever,
I'm a guy. Don't you think I see a picture of like a beautiful girl wearing barely any clothes and I'm like, damn, it's super easy to double tap. It's super easy to add like.
So
oh
peach emojis are like the little
you're an angel
new,
from heaven.
The
like,
new emoji that's kind of like the dazed out drooling guy.
Whatever it is. Like I think me personally as a guy to be stronger, I try to have some like will power.
Yeah.
And be like, just because, you know, she's putting out there, Which doesn't mean I have to like
which is
it.
And I think that's kind of like decent thoughts to like kind of like I guess carry through into the idea of like, you know, this is getting kind of deep, but like
I didn't expect this conversation consent, to go deep. And it's so personal too. I didn't
But like consent, and then also like the idea of like she, just because she's putting out this out there, that's the same thing with like, you know, if a girl's like walking around in whatever little outfit she wants to be wearing, it's the same idea of like, just because she's wearing that doesn't mean that somebody can touch her,
yeah,
or that somebody can assume that she's gonna do something with them,
yeah, like, you kind know, of deal. Just because I'm not wearing any clothes doesn't mean you can, you know,
do anything to me, yeah, or touch me or anything.
So I want to get this point across. Like, yeah. You can post whatever you want, wear whatever you want, do whatever you want, but you're not gonna get me. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna thirst trap
my. You're gonna like my. I do like it after though. After this podcast,
I just want them to do it for their own reasons and not because of the attention it's getting.
Yes,
from
and I guess
guys.
Like, and you also, yeah, you don't want, yeah, you don't want girls to that's like it, base their self esteem, which I
because
think,
I post. If you look on my Instagram, it's like which fly I always, ass pictures of myself.
I know, which I always I feel bad because I always make fun of you.
No, I love like, it. Like that's fun to me.
See,
I like that.
And that's the thing.
Because
like,
it brings the seriousness down, because if I have like 9 pictures
and when people
of
are
me
like,
being
oh
so
my god, Sai, you look so
fired.
Great. Oh my god, Sai, you're the best. And then I'm like, oh, well, another parking garage.
I know it
garage.
Took you an hour to shave your beard. Yeah, I know.
Another parking garage.
Oh, wow. Another parking garage.
Like, why do you even wear a shirt to
yeah,
buttons,
what are you, a mechanic?
Sai?
Oh my gosh, where's your buttons? You know, is it that hot out? Yeah, okay. Well, thirst
you know
traps.
You know I do that out of love.
No, and that's all it is. I think we all have to have like our own, you know, we have to look at like how we interact on social media. This is actually a conversation I had with another one of my friends that does a podcast. They asked me to like send in my thoughts on like how addicted we are to phones and stuff. And I told us that I don't think we're actually addicted. It was the Ocala Diaries, that's what they call it.
Oh, cool.
Ironically, it's a girl that I met on Tinder. And we both, yeah. And she's actually really cool. So go check it out. The Ocala Diaries is another Atlanta podcast.
How do you
but
spell that?
I think it's O-K-A-L-A Diaries.
Okay.
Not saying, you know, it's anything similar to what we're talking about right now. But she did ask me to send in an audio clip of me talking about, are we addicted to our phones? And I think like the true argument is not the fact that we're addicted to our phones, but we're addicted to social media, which is through
we're
our
addicted
phones.
To we're addicted to like this digital connection. Yeah. We're addicted to this digital.
Well, I had some like bosses that kind of were like on me about like stuff that I like posted, because I'm a fun kid outside of work, but inside
I mean,
of work
same.
Yeah, exactly. Me and you are very similar. That's why we have a podcast together. Because we're a new generation of kids that are professional, young professionals that
and, like, really
know how to
smart.
Have work hard and play hard.
We're all about work-life balance. And, yeah. Like, I'm, like, that's, like, a huge thing for me. Like, I shouldn't have to, you know, I guess.
Work. No, I'm myself. Like, you don't tell me how much fun I have and how much, like, I put myself out there when I'm at work giving 8 hours a day, you know, doing what I got to do. And nowadays with, like, the term millennials, like, people are talking about reverse mentoring, because if you look, like this perfectly ties into probably the last segment we should probably talk about.
Yeah.
Reverse mentoring, talking about what's going on this past week with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg and talking to congressmen in Congress.
And they were all like confused. He literally was.
They're like the talking about generation gap.
Yeah.
Like they're asking very basic questions about Facebook that like me and you get completely. They're like, dude, you could just like set it like a. Just turn that off and you won't see that anymore.
Yeah.
And that's like how like Mark Zuckerberg is talking to these people.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is going on today, is that old people are like, you have to wear a tie and that's not how you talk in meetings. And you know, when I'm sitting there talking to people I work with, and I'm like, yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm setting a new term of like, you can be professional and cool at the same time.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
If you don't agree with me, then you're going to be left behind, and I'm going to be your boss one day and fire
personality,
you. Know?
You
like,
know,
that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get, and that's why it's very easy for me to be like, I don't get this music anymore. Back in my day, you know, like the whole back in my day thing is not a thing anymore. You have to keep up with the trends. You have to keep up with what's new.
Yeah, otherwise, especially because, we both work in media. And like, if you don't keep up, like,
we're the future of it because we keep up with it. There's people that are just going to be like, nope, I'm going to stay on this iPhone 5 until the 11 comes out. And you just won't know features. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just won't know that you can do filters on Instagram now because your Instagram doesn't support it on your iOS.
Your Instagram is just like, what?
So it's like, you probably only just taking pictures on your Instagram. Mine's got video now. But you know, because I'm the type of person that was
mine's got boomerang. What's your got?
Straight up, dude. I was one of the first people on Instagram when it was just pictures to put high quality videos on Instagram. I've always been that way.
I didn't even know that.
Any new technology that comes out.
Hang on. Let me come over and brush your shoulders off.
Let me just show you the date I posted my first video and see if you can find anybody with a date earlier than that. Because I was one of the first.
And like, you could only do it like,
I was hacking Instagram.
And you could only do it for like 15 seconds at that time. Because now you can do
It wasn't even 15 seconds. Really? Like I forgot what the time limit was. But like, there was somehow I was like using, I was posting a picture, hacking my Instagram through a third-party program, and then replacing the name with a video, and like it was going up as a video.
Okay.
And eventually Instagram's like, dude, people are figuring out how to put videos on Instagram. That's when they were like, literally 3 weeks later, they introduced video on Instagram.
And you're like,
Yeah, and then I was just like,
okay.
Right. I was like, okay. Well, speaking of which, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Holy crap, that got real deep at the end.
I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I actually liked it.
I'm a deep kind
of
girl.
I think I was like scared of how deep it was going because sometimes, I mean, especially in this heightened environment we're living in right now with women, races, and all this different stuff, like it's really easy for your words to be taken out of context.
Of course.
And I just wanted to be able to explain to myself like, I want you to be able to be the person you want to be.
Know, buddy.
Have everything. I think you're a beautiful girl and all that stuff. Because I don't like it. It doesn't mean that I don't like it or I didn't see it. It's only because I just...
But I'm making you like it.
Yeah, I'm going to like it anyway. Now I got to. You've like convinced me that I do like that you posted it. And that's the beautiful thing about conversations like
and
this.
And I love having conversations like about these that. With
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Because
and that's why we have a podcast.
Hey. But anyways. Oh, yeah.
So let's end it with our song of the week.
Our song of the week. So since it's Cardi B week... We're going to play one of our, it's like one of her, it's such a banger. Okay, all the songs on this are bangers. But like this one kind of has her Latina flavor. Oh, yeah.
Actually, the original sample is from Tito Nieves.
Yeah, so like.
I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. I got soul.
Okay, that's it. We're not actually gonna play the song. Okay. That was it,
and that was Cardi B's.
I like it like that.
So
like that is what is it? Is that what it's called? Like that?
The original song is called "I Like It Like That." Her version is called "I Like It," and it's featuring Bad Bunny and J Balvin. He's a
J Balvin,
reggaeton.
Which is he was on. What is that song? Mi Gente. He's on, and he's on Mi Gente.
Yeah, that was Mi Gente. That was a bad.
Yeah, that was a really bad Mi Gente.
I'm Colombian, but I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
I don't really speak Spanish anymore.
So let's party for a second.
Let's do it.
Party like Cardi. Party. So yeah. So with that being said,
Diamonds all over my body.
It's called "I Like It" by Cardi B off her new album.
Invasion.
Privacy.
Yeah.
J Balvin, Bad Bunny, let's go. Woo!
I like want to be doing salsa.
I like it like that. I like
stunning,
I like shining,
okay.
I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen?
Yo, do you see that video with
Jaden
dancing?
I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks.
I just want to dance like Jaden.
Okay, I need to look at my watch.
I like
texts
from my exes.
I love those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks.
I don't know what I mean. Hey! Big
body, spicy, mommy, hot some money. Hotter than a sock, Molly, fur, coat, fuck. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Pick it up on top of the roof. Fessing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I burn this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
I like it like that.
Just to stop the blood. I like it like that. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Yeah, I like it. Future Bachelor, man. This is what we do.
Oh, God. I just feel so full of life.
Yeah, so Cardi B having a good week. We're going to see what Nicki's week is like this week. Starting, I think, tomorrow her single drops. So
we'll have to see.
Every Thursday, our podcast will drop 5 p.m. If not, then something happened, and we'll explain it on the next one. But I want to shout out to everybody that gave us ratings, that reviews us, subscribes. If you leave a review and a comment on our podcast on Apple iTunes, we will shout you out.
And that helps last other week, people
we, do
see
you remember
it.
Last week when we were like talking about like stars and all that stuff? Yeah. And you started talking about like, it'd be funny if someone gave us one star.
Did someone
gave
us one star.
So now we went from 5-star
to 4.5.
I saw 4.5.
Who gave us one star?
Not cool, guys. I hope you can change it. It was funny for a week.
That's our fake
get one. That back to the, yeah, let's get
Wait,
back
did
to
did they give a review or did they just give
no,
one?
No, the asshole just gave us a one star that's and like, kept it moving.
That's like calling and not leaving a voicemail.
Yeah, that's just like. Like
that's
balls.
Like but why yeah
so yeah so we went a lot longer than I wanted to we went 20 minutes longer but we got real deep and
we
that's
got
cool.
deep and well I think some of our timer is also running on
that's true I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We'll be back next week with some more fun news from the week. We'll see what Nicki Minaj was doing this past week and whatever cool news came out of the next 7 days, but we really appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend. Subscribe so you can catch us every Thursday at 5 p.m. when we
our
drop.
Stuff.
And just reach out to us. If you want to email us, we got futurebachelorpodcast.com. All right, hold on. If you go to futurebachelor.com, you can find all the info there. But if you go to futurebachelorpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can email us.
I think it connects to Gmail. But if you just hit us up at contact@futurebachelor.com, contact@futurebachelor.com, you can get at us. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
any ideas
us,
you have, we're I'm at that fly kid on Instagram.
I'm at Veronaconda_18.
If you
want to
see that skin, go to Veronaconda_18
on the gram.
Can we make that a little easier? No? Okay.
It's pretty easy.
I mean, it is 2018, but what you going to do next year?
18 is my birthday, bub.
Okay. Happy birthday.
In January, you knew when that happened.
This has been episode 3 of Future Bachelor. I love you. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we're going to drink the rest of these beers. Deuces.
Okay, bye.
Future Bachelor Podcast.